Now, coming down to understand the structure of the venture capital firms. Structure, how venture capital firms should be so as to do the proper business. Venture capital firms are typically structured as either a partnership firm with a general partner, of which serve the manager of the firm and will serve as an investment advisor also to the venture capital funds. Investors in the venture capital funds are known as limited partners. Then, both high net worth individuals, companies having the high net worth individuals and institutions with a large amount of available capital, such as state and private pension funds, university, financial endowment, and then foundations, insurance companies, and pooled investment vehicles called as a funds of funds, because they are taking the funds, sorry, they are taking the funds from the other people, put it into one basket, and that basket also will again be different baskets put together. They will also put together in one company, and that one company will be putting into either startup or different companies. So directly or indirectly, the motive is to fund the venture. That is why it is a venture capital, and earn the profit, not with the short-term funding, but it is a long-term funding, not more than or not less than 10 years. So types of venture capital firms. Venture capital firms different in their approaches, and there are multiple factors, and each firm is a different. So some of the factors which influences the venture capital decisions, which includes the business situation. Some of the venture capital tend to invest in the new idea or fledging companies. Others may prefer investing in the well-established companies that need a support to go to the public or grow. And some invest solely in certain industries. So depending upon the choice, the decisions have been taken, business situation, taken into consideration, business situation, the decision has been taken by the venture capital funds for investment. Some invest solely in certain industries. Some prefer operating locally. While expectations are often vary, some may want quick public sale of the company or expect fast growth. However, this amount of help that a venture capital provides can vary from one firm to another firm. Now, there are different roles formed in the venture capital funds, and these roles are either venture partners, venture principal, associates, and entrepreneur, and entrepreneur in residence. They have the separate role. Now, how the company venture capital fund is to be formed? There should be a venture capital partners. In that, what happens, you know, venture partners are expected to source the potential investment opportunities to bring the deals. And typically, they are the compensated only for those deals which they are involved. These are the venture firms, venture partners. Venture principal means, venture partners mean those who bring the deals, bring the money. In addition to that, another person who is a controlling that is called as a principal. Now, who is a principal? Principal will have the position, it's a professional position, and it often considered as a partner tank. It is partner track. Principal will have the promoted from the senior associate or associates, who is a well experienced and who is an investment banker, management consultant, or maybe it is a market of the particular interest of the strategy of it is a venture capital. Okay, then associates. Another people are associates. This typically is a most junior apprentice person. After a few successful years, that associate may become the senior associate also. But it requires at least work 1 or 2 years at least in another field, like investment bank or maybe management margin management consultants. And finally, it will be the entrepreneur in residence. Entrepreneur in residence means the EIR. These are the expert in particular domain, and they perform the due diligence on a particular deal. Okay, so these are the some of the roles which are played by the capital firm in respect of the structure of the venture. As I said earlier also, many times the venture maximum life period which is considered is a 10 years with the possibility of the few years of the expansions to allow for the private companies, and still they are seeking the liquidity. Investment cycle for most funds is generally 3 to 5 years. And after that, they were mainly focusing on managing and marketing the follow-on investment in the existing portfolio. Month on so, there were several years the venture capitalists to raise the money from the limited partners to their funds. At the time when all the money has been raised, the fund is said to be closed and the 10-year lifetime begins. Some funds have partially closed when one half of the fund has been raised. The vintage year generally refers to the year in which the fund was closed, and many serve as a means to the satisfy the venture capital funds for the comparison. From the investor's point of view, the venture capital fund can be a traditional or asymmetric. The traditional fund means the investors invest with equal term. All the investors, for all of them, equal terms are stipulated. That is called the traditional one. And asymmetric means the terms and conditions stipulated for the investment are not the same. They are different from person to person. So, in cases where there is an investor and the other and it has other interest in such as tax income, or in case of the public investor, there may be another interest also, that is called a asymmetric. Means not only investment, tax related matter is also taken into consideration. So these are the asymmetric investment. So investors' point of view, funds can be either traditional or asymmetric. Now, comparison of income to the venture capital funds. Now, what could be the income? What is the earning by the venture capital fund after investment? Those who are working in the venture capital, they should also earn, no? From where the money has come. Therefore, the management fee, annual payment which is made by the investor in the funds, the manager to pay for the private equity firms which invest for the investment operation. In a typical venture capital fund, the general partners receive an annual management fee up to 2% of the consolidated or committed capital. This is their earning, that is management fee. It is compulsory. Okay. Then, carried interest. Carried interest means share of the profit of the funds. Typically, it is ranging between 10% to 20%. Okay. To the private equity fund management company, as well as the performance incentive will be provided. The remaining 80% of the profit, 90 to 80% of the profit, are paid to the fund's investor with a strong limited partner's interest in the top tier ventures, and that has led to the general trend towards the terms for more favorable venture. Okay. Now, alternative to the venture capital fund, there are several. If there is no venture capital fund, how they, from where the investment has come for giving the support as a working capital, term loan and blah blah things for the small companies. So we explore these possibilities and found out certain avenues from where and which are the alternatives to the venture capital. If not venture capital, then what? The best alternative to the venture capital in 2022, that is last year. First one is an angel investor. And the angel investment. What is angel investment? Angel investment is a good alternative to the venture capital. They are mostly the individuals with a surplus cash looking to invest into the upcoming startups. They also work in a groups of the network and collectively screen the application before investing. Screening of the application, right? This form of investment usually takes place in the early stage of company, beginning at the startup stage. Okay, like venture capital, they take the share in the equity of the company and on the basis of the amount raised by them. Second alternative is a bank loan. That commonly everybody knows. If the company wants the fund, they can approach to the bank and get the funds. But there is a requirement of, again, pledging certain security or keeping certain securities with the bank. So banks can be a good source of financing for the companies. They usually provide two types of financing offered by the banks. One is a working capital loan, which is a loan which is required to run one on the complete cycle and the revenue is generated in operations and limit for which is decided based on the valuing the stock and the debtors. The other type of funding is, it involves sharing of the business plan and the valuation details along with the project report which is based on the loan sanction. There are several different schemes from the multiple banks in India that offers the collateral free business loan also. You obviously need to pay back the loans which are taken from the bank in the installments with interest, or many times your credit score will determine, CIBIL credit score will determine how much money you can borrow. Third option is a subscription based financing. This is relatively new form of financing but has picked up properly in recent years. What is this? It allows the recurring revenue companies to raise the funds without diluting their equity by trading the subscription revenue in the upfront capital instantly. For investor, the predictable cash flow and the maturity of the recurring revenues, maturity of the recurring revenue market is similar to that is of the fixed income yielding asset portfolio, just like a fixed deposit, right? Fourth option is business loan from microfinance. Business loan from the microfinance provider, that is NBFC. Microfinancing could be the good alternative and they may not provide the large sum like banks, but it works well for the smaller requirement. Non-banking financial corporations are also good source for financing and that forms the similar services to your traditional banks minus the hassle of the meeting legal requirement which is stated as per the regular banks or having an excellent credit score. Government program is another avenue. Government program that offers the startup capital. Depending on whether your company is based, it could make a good use of the government schemes put in place to help the startup or industries. It is worthwhile signing your startup for one of these programs, at least at the early stage of the business. Now, the another area is a business incubator and accelerator program. This business accelerator, incubator and accelerator are very important segments of the early stage business startup. Every startup requires the incubator as well as the accelerator. While incubators help the startups for nurturing and the growing their business, accelerator, what they do, accelerator programs, on the other hand, they help a business to take a next step towards the exponential growth. So the duty or function of incubator is always nurturing the growth of the business, and accelerator to take the business to next level, that is expansion, exponential growth. While there are some monetary benefit that company can get out of these programs, majority of the terms of the working space and the tools to ensure the business is up and running. Another major benefit being able to network and make the connections with the right people, investors, and the companies that could come in handy for the business. These programs could last anywhere between 4 months to 8 months or 7 months. Friends and family, from there also investment can happen. The easiest way and the safest alternative to any of the other financing method is taking help from the friends and family. You may not be able to raise as much, but the terms of settlement may be ambiguous, but immediately they will come to your rescue. So therefore, read carefully. It is not the most recommended option to rely on the friends and family. There should be assured source of financing. Now, bootstrapping your startup. Bootstrapping means your own investment by pledging the certain security. It means, in short, this bootstrapping option is higher up on the list, as it is a method that involves financing your own business. It involves investing your own money, or maybe the mortgaging your home also sometimes. This works for the new startup, and it is suitable only for the initial stage of your business, not at later stage. Now, crowdfunding. This crowdfunding is relatively a newer form of the financing, and that has been gaining the traction of the late, getting importance now. This involves listing your product or the business or the crowdfunding platform. You will also need to list down all the goals of your business. However, we have another separate topics, various topics on the crowdfunding, but this is also crowdfunding. Also, funds from the crowd can be generated to invest for the startup. That much you can remember. The people are investing through the crowdfunding route. Probably they do so either online pledge or pre-ordering your product, or maybe form of a donation. These crowdfunding platforms are usually the competitive places, and it requires business to be in good shape to expect any returns out of it. It also doubles up the great marketing efforts of yours and the company, so it could be win-win for both. And finally, the geographical difference in the venture capital that we need to see. Okay, once we understand the alternative, if not venture capital, then what? Then we have seen several other alternatives. Now we will understand the geographical difference in the venture capital. Geography means the worldwide I am referring to. Venture capital has been used as a tool for the economic development in the variety of developing regions. Many of these regions, with less development financial sector, venture capital plays a role to facilitate to access the finance for a small and the medium enterprises, that is MSME or SME, which is the most cases would not qualify for receiving the bank loan. European startup backed by the venture capital, they do not perform. They do not perform worse than the US counterpart, because the European venture is backed firms have an equal chance of listing on the stock exchange, where it is slightly lower chance of the trade of the sale. That means there may not be any chance of the trading of the securities. In Indian context, the venture capital consists of investing equity, quasi-equity or conditional loan so as to promote the high risk or high technology firm which is driven technically or professionally qualified entrepreneurs. It is also defined providing seeds. So the startup and the first stage financing. So venture capital refers to the capital, investment, equity and debt, both of which carry the indubitable risk. The risk anticipated is very high. So in short, this is the investment part, and in return to the investment, the venture capital fund has to issue either units or they have to other any other security or shares, whatever maybe they have decided as per their boards. The venture capital industry concept is high risk, high return. So they naturally, the knowledge based ideas, human capital, then they have to invest into it. And investment is not a risky, but risky when it is not generating the desired result. So risky finance is, though it is recommended, it cannot be encouraged. It cannot be encouraged innovation. So, though innovative entrepreneurship, knowledge-based ideas, and the human capital intensive enterprises have taken the front seat as the venture capitalists invest in the risky finance, because they are capable of taking the risk and encourage the innovation. Confidential information. At the beginning I said confidential information means as a part of the due diligence process, most venture capitalists will require a significant details in respect of the company's business plan. And they should remain vigilant about sharing the information with the venture capitalists that are the investors in those companies. Most venture capitalists treat the information as a confidentially, but as a matter of the business practice, they do not typically enter into non-disclosure agreement because where there are potentially liability issue may arise. Therefore, the limited partners of the venture capital firms typically have access only to the limited amount of the information, short information, and in respect to the individual portfolio of the companies which they are investing, and typically bound confidentially providing in a funding limit or pending limited partnership agreement. Now, venture capital fund investment. Recently, the venture capital industry in India has expected an explosive growth. When the global venture capital investment has cooled off between 2022, the venture capital investment in India reached to a decade's high of $38.5 billion in 2021. It is estimated that there is over $400 billion in valuation across more than 50,000 startups in India. Building on the success of the startup, building on the success of the venture capital, India's IT services and software industries. They are very important because they are into the smartphones along with the rollout of the extensive 4G network. Venture capital has demonstrated the interest in B2C and B2B, okay, or commerce, e-commerce, or edutech, or maybe consumer technology, fintech, software as a service, which collectively account for 75% of the all venture capital investment in 2021. These sectors, IT and IT related sector or software sectors, okay, they are where the most deals and the highest amount of deal values are situated. So with this, we complete our discussion on the overview of the venture capital. Thank you very much.